think we want to also encourage ourselves just to set some guidelines for the studies, if I would. As young men, this is, and young sisters, this is your Bible study. It's a time to learn and to be instructed from the Word of God. We recognize that in your youth, you don't know necessarily what some who are older would know. But you might have some comments because you might have read and looked at this portion of Scripture that would be helpful to the study. So we want to encourage the young men that as the Spirit of God would give you some thoughts, that you would share those thoughts with us. And then even for the young sisters, if there are some questions that you have, you might be able to write those down, pass those forward, that we might take into consideration some thoughts or questions that you might have in relation to the study. I think, as Brother Chuck has said, this is a very wonderful portion of Scripture because it's very akin to the day in which we live. Sometimes perhaps we set before ourselves a wrong way of thinking of things. You know, we're looking sometimes for very large revivals. We're looking for the days of the early church when there was much vitality, much faithfulness, but we're not in those days. But what we are, the days in which we are, that we live, they are very important days as well, because the same Spirit of God that was evident, that moved amongst the early church, He is still active today amongst us. And yet it is a different approach. As Brother Chuck said in the first epistle to Timothy, the majority, if you would, of the saints were faithful. The order that was laid out in the first epistle, there was adherence to it in a majority way. But it must have really hurt the heart of the Apostle Paul, and it certainly impacted a young man like Timothy to see the unfaithfulness, to see how the enemy had come in, how evil teachings that the Apostle Paul had spoke of had come in amongst the people of God, and most importantly, how the hearts of the saints had gone out after things that were in the world. Some of those things, we might even say, quite noble, but nonetheless things that took the people of God away from the center of Christ. And so we want you to focus really on the thought that throughout the week it is a call to you and I as individuals to stand in a day of ruin, because sometimes we may have to stand alone in assemblies that we come from. They may not be large assemblies. There may be few that are standing, or even in larger assemblies, you may find that you are standing or the only one, or there are two or three that are standing based on these principles. So I think this may help us a little bit further, as Brother Chuck has given some opening remarks, to understand that the day in which we are speaking of is the day in which we live, and God is calling you and I as individuals to be individual overcomers in a day of ruin.
May I add to that, Tony? Just a quick. How many in this room named Timothy? Okay. I was worried that maybe one of the young sisters would lift up her hand. Okay. Alrighty. How many times the name Timothy is mentioned in the New Testament?
10.
Okay. I'll give you the answer. 7 times. He had another name. His name, other name that is mentioned is Timotheus. And that is mentioned 17 times. Are you writing down? Please use your pencil, just what Brother Tony have said earlier. I want to see if you are listening or not. Use your pencil or your pen, your notes in the back of your outlines, and write down as the brethren are speaking. Take notes. But, sorry? Now, I want you to imagine that your name tag now is going to say throughout the whole week that your name is Timothy. Okay? I want you to just think of that. That your name is Timothy. So everything is said is being addressed to you. It's not somebody else. So now, don't change your name tag. Just have an imaginary name tag, and on it, say, brothers or sister, if you don't like Timothy, call yourself Timotheus. But just, I want you to think this way, because every one of you, you heard the word individual, every one of you, this is written to you. Not only to Timothy years back, but to you. So your name, as far as the Bible study is concerned, is Timothy. And you're going to receive this word to yourself. The Lord is speaking to you, not to somebody else. So you got to pay attention. You got to take notes. I want your brain to be working. And I don't want you to think about the person that's sitting next to you, or in front of you, or in the back of you. Your hair looks nice. Your shirt looks nice. Your shoes look nice. Don't worry about them. Don't think of that. Think that now the Lord's speaking to you as Timothy. And you're going to receive that word. Now, Timothy was living, as we have heard, in a day where things, as Brother Chuck have said and Tony have said, of, write down this word, disorder. There was disorder everywhere. And that was known. And Timothy felt that. He felt the confusion and disorder around him. But the epistle was written to equip him, to give him tools, how to live in a day where things are completely full of confusion and disorder. So, you want to pay attention, because your name is Timothy, because the Spirit of God is talking to you. Very similar days in 2 Timothy to our days, disorder everywhere. But we are going to follow the order that is given to us in the Word of God. Is that clear? Good.